Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, you can be the greatest, you can be the best. You can be the King Kong banging on your chest. You can beat the world, you can beat the war. You can stop the guy go banging on his door. You can throw your hands up, you can beat the clock. Yeah. You can move a mountain, you can break rocks. You can be a master, don't wait for luck. Dedicate yourself and you can find yourself.
Standing in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
As the world gonna know your name.
You can run the mile. You can walk straight through hell with a smile. You could be the hero, you can get the gold. Breaking all the records they thought never could be broke. Yeah, do it for your people, do it for your pride. You're never gonna know if you never even try. Do it for your country, do it for your name. Cause there's gonna be a day when you're
dead.
Welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Murph. Today on the show, we're pleased to welcome back a dear friend of the show and a dear friend of mine, the lovely and talented Miss Jen Lilly. You may recognize Jen from her portrayal of Trisha Donovan on NBC's Days of Our Lives. We'll tell Jen about a life in Salem and if she's got anything else coming up. It's been a year and a half since Jen was on the show, so I'm really excited to be able to chat with her. And as always, I've got my awesome co-host Emily with me. Hey, Em.
Hey. Okay, two What's things up? Before we start. Number one, Cody, turn your little message sound on your iPhone off. That will drive me crazy. I love you. Number two,
okay.
My 6-month anniversary on the show today, everyone. So this is like
yes,
the best
is.
Gift for that ever. So yeah, okay, I'll shut up now. Bring her on, because I don't want to take up like the whole time talking about myself.
And without further ado, let's bring on the lovely and talented Miss Jen Lilly. Hey, Jen, how are you?
I'm doing so well. It's so good to be back on the show finally. I mean, we've been trying to make this happen. For anybody listening, he's asked me a lot, and I'm so happy to be able to talk to you today.
I know it's been.
I know, I'm so happy. Cody talked to you before, but I haven't, so.
Mm-hmm. I know. Hi, Emily.
It's been like, I've been, like I said, over a year and a half since you've been on the show.
Oh, my gosh. So. It's so crazy. I mean, it feels like yesterday. Time flies, especially in L.A. where there's no seasons. I just feel like I live there.
Exactly. you know, and I have to say something I just totally just off the top of my head right now. I've spoken to you on several other shows besides this one, and I think I tweeted this out earlier. Every time we speak, there's always a fit of laughter in there somewhere.
Of course.
Someone tweeted us and said, someone tweeted at Cody and me and you and said, Cody's going to lose control. You have two chronic gigglers. They must listen to the show because I'm the same way. So they must know me.
I am too.
But they were like, you have two gigglers tonight, Cody. You're not even going to get to talk.
That's amazing. I know, literally my bio says chronic giggler. I'm like, it's no joke. Like, I wish I didn't laugh so much because I'd probably be better at acting if I didn't laugh so much, but no.
and before we get things rolling today, a little fun fact. We had your on-screen mom on the show about a month ago, didn't we, Em?
Oh, that was so much fun. I love that woman so much. There's not enough
she's
things
incredible.
To say. That was that was the best show ever. We had group therapy during that show. It wasn't even us interviewing Patsy. It was like the three of us having group therapy. Then we all started crying. Like at one
of
point
course.
Or another,
I'm not
we
even
all cried. Surprised. And like, well, Cody started it. He always starts it. And then it was Patsy, and then Cody, and then me. And then I was like, we can't do this. And that's all we did. So it was like therapy. So that was lots of fun. I will always remember that.
She's a lovely, lovely human being. I mean, if she's just a legacy of her own right. I love
she
her.
She really is.
There's not
really
enough
genuine.
Good things to say about her. They're honestly,
there's really not.
Like, there's not words you can put to it.
There's somebody on the line who's been on for like 20 minutes, so I'm going to
bring
them on.
Oh, we already have a caller? Okay, well, let them talk. I feel bad.
All righty. 928, you're on. 928,
Jen?
Hello.
Yes,
hey,
hi.
Jen. How are you?
Is it Holly?
It is. How are you?
I recognize your voice. That's so fun. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. So what have you been up to? Huh.
Girl, what have I not been up to? What have I not been up to? Sleeping. What have I been up to? Days, I'm working on useful days as well. So it's really funny. I'm like working on useful days and then days of our lives. So I definitely feel like my brain is dead. I mean, literally, I've been speaking to people, and I hope I just don't completely have like a speech impediment all day long today because my brain's done. And then I'm working
on
dirty
stuff, totally agree,
of course. Yeah. So that, you know, whatever else, taking over the world.
So
very busy.
So when are you going to come back to Vegas next?
Girl, I don't know. I believe Casey Moss is having his 21st birthday there in October. And
oh, is
he's
he?
Doing some sort of, and he's doing some sort of concert, and he's invited me. So obviously I will come to that unless I book a job or if I have like a charity thing to do. But I do plan on coming because Casey's like a brother to me and I adore him.
Yeah,
so.
We should hook up if or something.
Yeah, October. We'll let you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If I come up, we should like hook up or something. You should come to my birthday. I'm planning on doing it in Vegas too next month.
Oh, that's fun.
Huh. Yeah, September 16th. So.
Mine's the 15th. We're like twins almost.
Really?
Oh,
this is the 15th?
It is.
That's so cute. Yes. My best friend from junior high is the 15th.
Oh, okay. Well, oh, yeah. If it works out, you should come.
I'll let you know.
Yeah. So can you tell us about what's coming up on days at all?
Oh, my God. I love you. You're so funny. I'm like, confession, I am like two episodes behind, which – when you're in such a tumultuous storyline where things are happening really fast and unfolding really quickly with John, I'm not exactly sure where we are because what has happened? What's happened with Kristen and Brady so far? And I'll tell you, like, a little bit of a preview if I can.
They just brought her into the station, and Marlene told Brady, yeah, that Kristen was at the police station. So
Brady and Kristen have not talked yet.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah. No, they haven't talked yet.
Okay, well, spoiler alert, Brady and Kristen will definitely have a dialogue exchange. And Kristen and Teresa are going to have a throwdown, and it's definitely something to watch live. And if you cannot watch live, definitely set your DVRs because it's going to be hot. It's going to be amazing.
Yay, I cannot wait.
I can't wait either. I'm really spoiled to have been able to work with Eileen and Eric
Eileen
Martoff
is awesome.
They're amazing.
But you know what? So are you, though. You're amazing, too. So.
Oh, my gosh. You're funny. I never see that. I'm always like, you guys want to interview me? What?
So one last question. Do you guys know if you guys are doing Day of Days this year or no?
I think we are.
Okay.
To my knowledge, we are. So if for some reason we're not, tweet me. You can blame me for saying that we are. But I believe that's the plan.
Okay.
I hope we are.
Okay, because I just didn't know, because there's a thing in Vegas where, like, there's, like, 8 people that are going to Vegas next month, and so
from
I'm going to try and... from
Days.
Galen Gehring and Ari Zucker and Chris Schell and Kate Mancy. It's
fun.
Yeah, so Sean Christian and Cassie DePaiva or something. They're going to be there the 6th. So,
fun.
Yeah, I definitely want to go see them. So that's why asking if you guys were doing Days.
I'm not sure if they are or not. My impression is that they are, but maybe they aren't. I'm so out of the loop on stuff because I literally, I'm like, as soon as I'm done, I will basically say goodbyes to people and then have to go memorize for something else or Days or get on the phone and, work on charity stuff. So I have no idea, but I would assume that we are.
All right. Well, I'll just keep tweeting you and then just let me know because I plan on going to that too. So
awesome. Sounds good.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for taking my call and hope that you have a good day.
Thanks, Holly.
All right. Bye.
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 We
have another caller already.
And somebody else that we both know, a Christy from LEAs and Radio sends her love to you.
Oh, fun.
Awesome.
As I was researching for this interview today and watching several things on YouTube.
That's all
girl.
You do. What do you do during the day besides internet, Cody? I would like to know, because I don't think it's fair.
I'll text you later, Em.
And you play on the internet.
I'll text you later, Em.
Okay, I'm still in school. Cody texts me just throughout the day, the whole day, just little random updates about life that I was like, oh, I wouldn't have known that. Thank you. Or he spoils General Hospital. I love when that happens. Can you sense my sarcasm?
Totally sense your sarcasm. I'm picking up what you're saying, Emily.
Back to the Day of Days thing, okay, I'm super bitter because I'm still underage and I cannot travel without a companion, so I don't ever get to go meet soap stars because no one will go with me.
Well, your time will come, my love.
I'm 16, so, I'm way too young to, go to, Jersey by myself to go meet, Laura Wright.
So you only have, 2 more years, or is it... 5.
Yeah, I turned 17 in September, so it's a little over a year. Then I'll be old enough. I'm going to go, I'll be in college before I'm even of age, guys. Crazy. But still.
If it makes you feel any better, I will
travel. That's true. I will be able to travel. I will be able to, go meet. I was going to say stalk, but that sounded weird. Go meet all my favorite sits. So I, want to meet everyone, and that's probably going to be where all of my life savings goes. It's just traveling to go meet people because what better to do with my time and money?
That's so fun.
Why is the phone ringing, Mom?
And speaking of birthdays, Yeah, you recently celebrated a birthday, didn't you, Jan?
I did. 2 Mondays ago, the August 4th was mine, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still doing a fundraiser. If anybody wants to donate, I'm going to keep my fundraiser open until I raise all the funds. So I basically did a fundraiser to benefit anti-human trafficking efforts, which is a fancy way of saying human slavery. So in a nutshell, there's more slaves in the world today than any other time in history, which is insane. And it's a huge problem in the United States, which is like happening right under our noses. With child prostitutes and all of that. So I am raising money to raise awareness and, you know, get funding to help these young girls and boys out of the prostitution ring and rescue them and get them rehabilitated, yada, yada, yada. So that's on crowdwise.com. I can tweet that out later. But, yes, that's my
That's a very good cause. I love that. Because I'm a huge supporter of the No More campaign, which is like more domestic violence and assault and all that stuff. So I'm like a huge supporter of that, and I like post it all over my Twitter. So I get a lot of unfollows, and I feel like it's because I spam them with that, but that's okay. And I like post it all over my Instagram and Twitter. So yeah, I love those. You know, I love the causes that, you know, benefit humans, I guess you could say.
Me too.
You know, I like, you know, helping people, so.
You know,
okay, so
you know,
go ahead. I know you have questions, and I'm just rambling on.
That's perfectly fine. As I was researching for this interview, and like I said, watching some of your sayings, even though Teresa is a bit of a bad girl, and that's putting it kind of mildly.
A bit mildly. I don't watch Days. I know
that. Okay? If you don't watch Days, you can't comment. Sorry, Emily.
I watch some scenes. I watch Kayla's scenes, and I watch part. It depends on who's on, because I like watch Kayla and Hope, and sometimes I watch Teresa's scenes. Depends on what I have time for, but. I love Kayla because I just recently started. After Patsy was on the show, I started watching like 80s. Days of Our Lives, like old episodes. So I started watching Steve and Kayla and Shane and Kim and stuff. So Kayla's like got my heart, even though she's not on that much, which sucks. But so I don't watch every day, but I watch some stuff on the internet. So I'm sort of an opinion, but I'm probably wrong. So
all right, okay. Well, let's see what Cody wants to ask me about it. Let's see.
Okay.
You're saying, I just wanted to say that. Especially with this current storyline with Brady and everything, Patricia's showing a lot of a vulnerability, isn't she?
Yes.
I think it was a scene August 4th, I believe. The scenes between you and Peggy McKay. Oh my God, that almost made me cry. So sweet. I mean, it was just.
Cody sent
so
me a message
sweet.
And he told me to watch it, and I was like, is it going to make me cry? And he's like, probably. I'm like, nope, not here for that today. Not going to cry today. Nope. He's okay. He sends me the most depressing stuff, whether it's from TV shows or interviews that other people have done. Like, his goal is just to get me to, like, ugly cry, I think.
Wow.
A disclaimer? That's not true.
Oh, really?
I feel
I like
stuff, you know, I mean.
I understand, I know.
I'm very, very soft-hearted, if that makes any sense to you.
Me too, and that's why I cry so often and so over everything, including fictional characters. So I understand.
Did you have anything for him?
Of course I have questions, because I have such a big mouth, and I always want to know everything. Okay. Let's see, what's the best in my head? Okay. If you could meet any famous person who's dead or alive, who would you choose and why?
Ooh, dead or alive?
Yes.
Probably St. Paul, because he's Elijah, the prophet from the Book of Kings, because he's amazing and he's my favorite prophet of all time. If you want to talk not biblical characters, but that's my answer, maybe Mother Teresa, because she's pretty incredible. And if you want to talk actors, Clara Bow, the original Hit Girl from the 1920s.
Good choices. I like the biblical choice, though, because when I think about it, I never even think biblical characters. But I like that. You picked a good one. Let's see. Well, my answer always when somebody asks me that, that's why I ask people, because I want to know, because my answer is Princess Diana always. So, but I never thought about the biblical characters. Now that's something to ponder. Okay, Cody, we're going to...
I'd say Jesus, but I kind of already know him, so.
I love that you said that just now. I love that. Now I love you more, because you're like, I would say Jesus, but I already know him. See, I understand. I know him too, so. See,
good.
Cody, you sound pretty good for me to talk to today. Okay. Are we going to... Cody, do you want me to keep going, or do you want to, like, go back and forth like normal, or what do you want to do?
You just keep going.
If I keep going, we're all screwed, but okay. I guess I'll just go out the window if I keep going, but I can do it all day. All right. Let's see. So you've been on Days of Our Lives like 2 years. Is that right?
Almost a year and a half. Almost a year and a half on September 1st. Yeah.
So what is your favorite storyline so far that you have been involved in?
My favorite storyline so far is one that has not completely aired yet, but it is the unraveling of Teresa since she hit John over the head with a fireplace poker, which I love that I even can say that sentence. It's kind of hilarious and amazing, but I really loved that storyline. I'm really excited for the fans. The stuff that's coming up, I mean, from now until December, the beginning of December, is just really incredible. I mean, just it's just amazing. I'm really excited about it.
I feel like watching, and I feel like if you get me addicted to another soap, it'll be your fault that I never accomplished anything.
You need to watch. You need to watch.
I've been on a lot of the soaps.
We're the best ones. It is amazing.
I love them. See, that's my problem. It's like I want to watch them all. Like I want to give them all some love. And then I have that problem where I start watching one, and then I have to, like, learn everything that's ever happened on it, and I have to go, like, watch stuff from the 80s, which is a complete... total way to waste your time, but it's so worth it sometimes. So, you know, recently I've been contemplating getting addicted to another soap, Days of Our Lives, because I've been watching old stuff on the internet. So I'll probably end up watching it before it's over with.
You better.
I'm not going to do it. I am not going to get involved with another one. I'll do it anyway.
You
probably.
Have to. It's so good. It's
'kay.
So good. I'm addicted.
I don't have time.
If anybody doesn't have time, girl, it's
me. That's true.
I watch that show. I love it.
Yeah, okay. Now I'm going to have to do it. I'm so in love with, like, 80s Days of Our Lives. I feel like I would love it now, too. So, okay, I'm going to do it for you. I'm gonna do it because you told me I should.
I like it. I like to hear it.
Now I'm going to be addicted to another show. But that's okay because I love fictional characters. They're, like, my family. So it's pretty awesome, you know.
Awesome.
Okay, Cody, you can take a turn because you're really quiet. Just because it scares me when he gets that quiet, it's his turn.
If you're taking a caller or two, we have several on the line.
Oh, we do? I'll shut up. You could have told me that, and I would have shut up 5 minutes ago.
Oh, it's fine.
Okay, he might have, you know, it has to be now.
All right, let's see. 541, you're on. 541?
Hello?
Yeah, 541, hello.
Hello?
Hello, hi.
Hello.
Hello,
hello. Oh, hi, hello. I can hear you. I don't think this person can't.
Hello?
Hello?
No,
I don't think you can hear us.
Try again. Sorry.
I don't think you can hear us. So let's take another
hello.
One.
That would be super awkward if somebody had a wrong number and it was her show.
Let's take 903.
Hello?
Yeah, 903, you're on.
Jen?
I know who this is. This is Susan.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, you know me.
I love your voices. It's so fun.
Hi,
how are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Girl...
How
you know
are you
what?
Doing?
Oh, I've been doing wonderful. Been getting in a lot of trouble, though.
No.
Oh, yeah. I've been acting like Teresa now.
Don't act like Teresa. But, you know, listen, Teresa's not all bad, so I got to give you that.
Oh, I know. I liked it when she hit what's his name on the head.
John.
It was funny. I laughed about it. And
amazing.
But I've been thinking about you a lot, Jen.
Oh, I think about you too. Thanks, Susan.
Oh, you're welcome. And, I tweeted you the other day about my sister being in the hospital.
Oh, no, I didn't see that. I've been really behind on Twitter, and I hate that I am. Because if I didn't say that, I haven't seen it, and I have literally only been on a couple minutes a day for the past 4 days. What happened? I'm so sorry to hear that.
She's been bleeding from the inside, her spine thing in the front, and she was bleeding and from stress and stuff, and they had to do surgery on her.
How is she doing now?
Oh, she's doing a little bit better. She's still hurting and everything.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I've been praying for her, and I've been crying and stuff, and I about lost my mind.
Yeah,
and,
I am so sorry to hear that.
And I was like, I need a friend to talk to. That's why I tweeted you.
I'm sorry. I didn't see it. I haven't been on. I feel so bad.
Oh, and I tell everybody about you. I tell all my friends about you. I'm like, yes, you need to join her fan club. She is the best. She is the greatest ever. Yes. And I even use your pictures. I even use your pictures as my...
I know you do. I do see those. It's awesome.
Yes. I was like, they're like, who is that? I'm like, that's my sister there. And they go, well, she's beautiful. I go, yes. I said, well, you need to talk to her because she is so amazing.
Oh, you're super sweet.
Oh, you are too.
Thank you. You give your sister a hug for me, okay? Because I want to keep me posted because I want to hear how she's doing.
Oh, I will. And, I mean, well, a lot of people have been making me mad lately and all these guys wanting, you know, can I have sex with you and stuff?
Ooh.
I was like, yeah, a lot of these guys on Facebook.
Oh, the Facebook creeps. I know who you're talking about. I get those, too. I just block them.
Yes.
Yeah,
the random messages.
Super creepy and gross.
And I tell them, I was like, no, you cannot. I said, I'm not.
For saying that. I just ignore them.
I said, I don't go around doing that.
Yeah.
And there goes,
a lot of
come
them
on,
have
sweetie.
Really strange names. Like, a lot of them are like these people that don't speak English and they have really, really long names. And they send you random messages. It's like spam. I know who you're talking about. They do it to me too, or they just hit on you. They don't always ask you. Sometimes
yeah,
they're
you
like,
girls need
hot.
To block those people
like,
because that's actually how human trafficking happens. No joke.
Exactly.
It's really scary.
I don't even respond because that's how you get computer viruses too. Like I don't need that up in my hard drive, so ignore this.
I just try to avoid them. I tell them no, I'm not having sex with you. I say no, I'm not a whore. I don't go around doing that.
I love
yeah.
you. I don't even know you, and like I want to be your best friend now, just for that.
Oh, that's cool.
You can tweet
that
at me.
So
I'm EmilyC0915. We can be best friends.
Oh, cool. Look at me, Susan McCown, on Facebook, and send me a friend request. And
okay.
I'd love to have you as a friend. And
we've only got about 30 seconds, so I'm going to have to let you go, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thanks
bye,
for calling.
Bye, Jen.
Bye.
Bye.
You know, as I told you prior to the show, I do have a little bit of a surprise for you.
Oh, that's great.
I want you to listen to the words of this very carefully, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. I hope the days come easy and the moments pass slow, and each road leads you where you wanna go. And if you're faced with a choice and you have to choose, I hope you choose the one that means the most to you. And if one door opens to another door closed, I hope you keep on walking till you find the window. If it's cold outside, show the world the warmth of your smile. But more than anything, my wish for you.
One thing, then I'll shut up and you can go, because I know you're a very busy person. I love the fact that you're always spreading just like godliness and Christianity, especially on Twitter and stuff like that, because that is so rare, like in this world today, to find people
really
like
is.
That. And I just love that because I'm the same way, and so is Cody, and it's just wonderful to find people, especially in Hollywood, who are the same way and who are like Christian people, and I just like love you more for that.
Aw, thank you so much.
Okay, now that we've had, like, this super sappy little love session.
you know how I feel about you. You're personally one of my favorite people in the world. Both, I'm a big fan of you, both personally and professionally, you know, so.
I'm a big fan of you. So thank you so much for having me on, and I appreciate you guys so much. And anything you ever need, you know, just let me know.
And I'm glad I got to meet you finally, or meet your voice.
Yeah, I am glad that we got to talk to you, Emily. You guys have an amazing day, and I'll obviously be tweeting you very soon.
Okay,
thanks, Jen.
See you later.
Hey, and
yes,
and you're more than welcome back on the show anytime. If you ever have anything you need to promote, anything you're doing,
awesome.
We'll be sure to get the word out for you.
I will say that I'm doing a celebrity bowling tournament to benefit Child Help on October 19th, and I'll be tweeting the information. So if you can retweet and tell people about that, it's going to be – we're going to sell tickets to – you know, to the public, and it'll be each participant will have a celebrity captain of their bowling league, and
I saw that on your
raise
website.
A ton of money for child abuse. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I saw that on your website.
I'll make sure to retweet it and everything.
Awesome.
And
thanks, guys.
And you're, like I said, you're a busy girl. You're working on what, two scripts, a web series, a CD or two, and something like that?
Yep, a children's book, and then a bunch of charity stuff. So I'm pretty tired, but I'm having a good time.
I bet. But again, like I said, anything we can do on our end to help you out and promote you, we're glad to do it.
Thank you so much. All right, guys, you have an amazing afternoon. I'll talk to you soon, I'm sure.
All right, you too.
Okay,
bye,
thanks.
Jean. Hi.
Bye.
Bye. Jen Lilly's kind of epic, isn't she?
I love her. I already loved her, but I love her more. Okay, let me do announcements before we talk about how fun that was. Okay, what day is it? It's Thursday. Tomorrow
it
night, 5 Central. Notice I put the right time zone behind that. Tomorrow night, 5
exactly.
Central. General Hospital Rehab. I have to catch up first, but next Tuesday, help me out. I don't know her name. I'm so bad.
Oh,
we have an interview with singer-songwriter. Elena, what's her last name?
Uh-huh.
Do you know her last name? Because I don't.
She just goes by Elena.
Oh, okay, good. I felt bad because I can't think of her last name.
It's one of those one-name things, you know.
Okay, next Wednesday.
I like Madonna or Reba or whatever, you know.
I got you. Okay, next at Worth Share, you know, the queen. You left her out. Okay. Next
That's true.
Wednesday, which is 6 days from now, is our two-year anniversary. Which I am so excited about. We're going to have so much fun on that show. Y'all know the drill. Y'all know how it's going to happen. It's in the, I'm not going to rehash it again. It's in two past shows. It's on the blog, both blogs, and it's been on Twitter. Y'all figure it out. You know how it's going to work.
It's been on Twitter for days.
It's been on Twitter. It's been on the. It's on both of our blogs.
On my blog.
It's been in two. It's on my blog, too. It's also been, you can find us both. His is Cody. No, his is MurphSneezing.weebly, and I am. Oh, yeah, Murph Musings, I forgot to ask, guys, .weebly, and I am M's Updates on Weebly, so you can find us there, because we can put more on there than we can on Twitter. It's also on Twitter, and we've also announced 3 shows in a row. If y'all don't know what's going down next Wednesday, that's your fault, because we have told you, and I'm not going to do it again. Y'all figure it out. Okay, next Friday night, General Hospital Recap at 5 Central. You know the drill, guys. You know, And then week of September 5th, Cody's out of town, and I am co-hosting by myself, joined by, or I'm taking over the show. I'm not co-hosting by myself. Co-hosting
you're
by myself
over.
Makes no sense. Taking it over.
And you're taking over the world, too.
Oh, you know it. Thanks.
And you're taking over the world, too.
I was going to be all cocky about that, but then I decided to say thanks, because I don't want to sound rude. okay. Next. Now I forgot what it's today. September 5th, Cody's out of town for a whole week. His birthday is the 7th. Stalk him on Twitter. But I'll be taking over the show, and me and Kathy and Andy, I don't know about Andy Hayden yet, but definitely can hosting a show with Kathy. So that'll be fun. I don't know if we have a guest yet. We'll see what happens, guys. September 15th, birthday party on air for me. So we'll see what Tony does to me that night, because, you know, he likes to throw surprises at everyone.
I do.
And, wow. We have waited so long to have Jen Lilly on. I'm so excited.
We have. That was fun,
right?
Wasn't it?
It was. She's
fun.
So sweet.
She's like, just adorable.
I love her so much. I'm going to put it in my blog later. I love her so much for saying, I would say Jesus, but I already know him. I love that. It's going in the blog. It's going to be the title of the blog post. about tonight's show when I get home and get a chance to write a blog as I am working. Well, you know, at my office. Mm-hmm. Also, I'm super happy. Okay, just so you know, I left home early, so I had time to drive and get in the building before the show started on, like, last week. And then you played 3 minutes of opening audio, so I could have left at the normal time.
Just saying, because you don't normally play audio,
so I didn't know, so I left
early. I normally
don't,
but since Gene is so special to me, I figured I'd play this for
both. Yes, I understand. Speaking of music, I had this really wonderful epiphany that I would like to share with our listeners, even though they're not listening anymore, Track 39. I have decided that I'm going to do either a General Hospital video or a multi-cast video, so like a bunch of different casts of different soaps, open to everybody to join with me to the song Long Live My Taylor Swift. And I just am so excited to do this when I finally get a free moment. So I wanted everyone, if you guys want to join me and like do a cast and like join me, that would be super awesome. So just tweet me. Also, okay, I feel super bad, but you know, we had a caller and she told me to add her on Facebook. What was her name? Because I forgot.
Susan McCown.
Okay. Okay, cool. I'll just go to Jen's page and see if I can find her from Jen's Twitter. Because I feel really bad. She told me her name and I totally forgot. But I love how she was
fine.
I'd love to be friends because, you know, I need a friend. And I'm like, I'm always here to be friends with everyone because I love you all.
Exactly.
Exactly. We love everyone here at Weekdays with Mer. This Love Fest has been brought to you by the staff of Weekdays with Mer. I want that on a t-shirt. I want it.
I'll never forget that text conversation we had.
Oh, I knew that's what was coming. That's what I was going to say. I want on a t-shirt. On the front, we can put what we were talking about. Y'all saw it on Twitter and on Facebook and on, not Facebook, on Instagram. Those of you who follow me, those of you who don't, get with it. But
get with it, please.
Y'all saw our little pep talk, and at the end it said this pep talk was brought to you by the staff at Weekdays with Mer. I feel that we need these printed on t-shirts.
No.
Oh, here's a good little segue. Speaking of t-shirts, you guys still have to let us know what you guys want. We're going to sell Weekdays with Mer merch on our Weebly blogs. So, you guys, tweet us. Tell us what you're most interested in, whether it's coffee cups, like mouse pad. Nobody wants a mouse pad. Nobody still uses a mouse pad these days.
Exactly.
Except me. So tweet at us. Tell us what you'd be interested in, and we're going to make, like, t-shirts and super fun stuff, and it'll be up on our blog when Emily gets the time to design it and put it on the blogs. So... So you guys sent us a super cool Weekdays with Mer merch.
Yep.
If you guys would do that. And I feel like we should pick a really good charity to donate our way. Don't you?
Mm-hmm.
We will get back to you guys on that, but there will be something, some form of something.
Some form of charity or something
we will have. All of our earnings,
perfect.
I guess, all of that will go to some,
charity.
You know, some charity. We have to discuss it because we have to decide together. It's a big decision, but... that will definitely be happening, so support a cause, everyone. Tweet us.
Right.
Tell us what you think. And
absolutely.
I know you're still listening. And with that, it's 5:43, and we have perfectly filled up the entire slot.
Yes, we have.
Okay, thanks again to Jen and Lily, because we love you, girl.
Yes, we do love you, Jen. I'm going to let you go, and I'll be talking to you later, okay?
All right, bye.
All right, bye. I hope everybody out there enjoyed our little... a chat with Jen Lilly. Tomorrow at 5 p.m. Central, tune in for our General Hospital a weekly recap. And Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central, we have singer-songwriter Elena with us. And I think that about covers all the announcements. So I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Mer. Thank you and goodbye.